we invite you to travel from the East to visit the Nativity and celebrate again the birth of Jesus Christ. Along the way, you can read scripture, pray, and sing your way through the story that we remember and celebrate each year. We begin our journey with the angel Gabriel speaking to Mary about a special purpose for her life. It was surprising enough to see and hear an angel from the heavens, but then to hear that she was going to have a baby. This was not to be just any babe, but the Son of God, our Savior. What faith Mary had to believe her God and follow without question. Do you ever hear God asking you to do His will, what is right, no matter what? From Luke, the first chapter, we read, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I am a virgin?' The angel said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God.'" Let us pray. May we be like Mary, saying yes to God without fear, trusting in His plan for us. Amen.
We Three Kings. The wise men, maybe two or three, or even more, travel from far away, following the star that they had seen from their homes, in order to bring gifts for the newborn king. Can you see the star ahead, guiding you? From Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem village, Judah territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They looked around. 'Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him.'" Let us pray. May we be like the wise men, always following a path that leads us closer to Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.
Hark the Herald. The shepherds were tending their flocks in the field when an angel suddenly appeared to them, announcing the birth of God's Son. They were given a sign to look for. What signs do you see that Christmas is near? From Matthew chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, we read, "There were sheep herders camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, 'Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. a Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger. At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please Him. Let us pray. May we be like the shepherds who received the message from the angels and look for the signs of Christ's birth. Amen.
The star shone brightly in the darkness, guiding the wise men as they continued their journey, and eventually the star led the wise men to find Jesus and offered their precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As they bowed down to worship the tiny king, what gifts can we give to God?
From Matthew 2, 9b through 11, we read, "Then the star appeared again, the same star they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place, and they had arrived at the right time. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh."
Let us pray. May we always rejoice and celebrate like the wise men when we worship Jesus. Amen.
The shepherds and their sheep found Mary and Joseph, and the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. After their visit, they returned to the fields to tend their sheep, sharing the good news with everyone they could. How can you share the good news? From Matthew 2, 15 through 20, we read, "As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the sheep herders talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the sheep herders were impressed. They were glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told." Let us pray. May we always take time to recognize the gifts that God has given us. Amen.
Before you go on your way, take time to give thanks that God the Father sent Jesus Christ, God's only Son, to live on earth among us. How can you give thanks to God for this incredible gift? From John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 14, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, life that was light to live by. That life, light, blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. The Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. We see the light with our own eyes, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Let us pray. May we always remember that Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
And as you go home or to your next destination, may you remember that the Son of God, born that long ago, faraway night, lived to show us God's love, died to redeem us from our sins, and will return again. In the meantime, the Holy Spirit lives within us, guiding us each day. May the joy of Christmas remain in your hearts, along with the texts, prayers, and songs of the season. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let us pray. As we leave this place, let us proclaim God's love through our words, actions, and service to God. Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight to share in our celebration of Jesus' birth. If you have a non-perishable food item to donate, please hold it out your car window and someone will come to collect it. Proceeds will benefit Trinity Methodist Free Pantry and Messiah's Mobile Food Pantry. Again, thank you for joining us tonight.